We draw great hope for the future from the cross-generational musical attachment of Phish bassist Mike Gordon and guitarist and singer Leo Kottke, who's been playing his acoustic guitar with amazing dexterity since the 1960s. The two really have hit it off. They met and produced their first album, Clone, and then Mike Gordon thought of an experience he had on vacation with his family as a kid that led to a deeper understanding of Leo's art.
It's a sound I heard when I was little on a family vacation, and it was a very emotional sort of memory being down there in the Bahamas and the way those rhythms worked with it. And Leo and I were piddling around in a tall skyscraper or medium-length skyscraper in New York, and it just clicked. We started playing a Calypso-infused originated song, and it sounded great with Leo's playing, and then all these other songs that he's already been playing seem to have a little of that flavor or rhythm.
Yeah, there's this Leo, I don't know, it's kind of this place where you pick up kind of it's kind of a little hesitation move you have.
Yeah, and I just changed my mind about what we could start with, because there is a tune on that record called Living in the Country, and when I was in the beginning, learning how to play, I heard this recording by Pete Seeger, and as it turned out, it's a tune that he claimed to have stolen from a Bahamian work song, There's all these pushes and that kind of backwards feel, and it was the first time that I saw there was a way out of some of the thumb problems when you're playing with your fingers. So it's a big tune for me, and I forgot that infused a lot of how I went from there. And Mike heard that, and so we wound up. There's a long bunch of things that sort of conflated on this.
What's a thumb problem?
Well, your thumb, if you're playing finger style, your thumb. And if that's all you're hearing, it gets pretty old pretty quick. There are tunes that need that, and you can have some of it, but the whole challenge is to turn your thumb into a finger so that it sounds like a song rather than a segmented kind of guitar.
In the Bahamas, they have the style they called rake and scrape, which is a kind of calypso approach, and I was talking to some of the local people there, and they were saying that there's this word they use when a guitar player is strumming. It's a lot of strumming usually, and in a certain way that it's just a little bit behind the beat or sometimes ahead, and they call it yuck if they're getting it just right. So there's Leo up in the Midwest, unknowingly steeped in yuck.
Isn't that great?
That would have been the album title, Steeped in Yuck. I love it. So this is Living in the Country. And the Pete Seeger tune, God, Living in the Country. Well, actually, the tune that came from the Bahamas, went to wherever Pete was, comes back to us through Leo Kaki and Mike Gordon today. Well, I'm sorry, I don't want to let go of this Caribbean thing, because you guys actually did something I've wanted to do. You went to Costa Rica to kind of do the fun work before you made the album. And instead, you rented a place. Which coast?
My dad's place, actually.
Oh,
yeah.
Which coast does it look out at?
The Pacific coast.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Well, describe how your days would be like there. How did this come about?
Humid, for starters.
Yeah, miserable, really. There's something wrong when there's that much splendor going on, and when you're trying to get something done.
But you were able to work? I mean,
I had a mini disc recorder. We had a couple instruments, and it was taped from the other side of the room, which actually was a pretty cool sound. And we had all these song ideas, and we just sat there for a little bit, worked them out, and jumped back in the pool.
We were burgled by a raccoon who didn't care that we were sitting right next to it when it came in and stole a cheese from the refrigerator.
And apparently that's not uncommon.
I had been warned by my dad.
Now, so what kind of, anything was open, any kind of material from any sources?
Yeah.
A couple of the covers on here, one of them is something I could see you guys doing, which was Oh Well, which is the old Peter Green guitar tune. And the other was, I just love to get the story about how Sweet Emotion came into this, figured in this, the Aerosmith tune, because everybody loves this. I mean, everybody, uh-huh. whether they're Aerosmith detractors or fans or whatever, it doesn't really matter.
Well, we got the idea to have some cover songs, and I started thinking of some of my favorite old songs, and I love Awkward Fits, actually. It's my middle name is Awkward. I like the unexpected. And when I suggested that to my friends, they said, nope, that's a really bad idea. I thought, oh, this is a good sign. I'll throw this on the CD and bring it down to Costa Rica. Plus, when we got to in the Bahamas, we were playing with this percussionist, Neil Simonette. The trio sound was so fun, and it was such a different experience for us that we would take songs like that and work them into some kind of new form we hadn't heard before.
Well, let's listen to it from the album, from 66 Steps. This is our guest, Mike Gordon and Leo Kottke on Sweet Emotion.
Sweet.
Emotion from the 66 Steps album, which is the second one that Mike Gordon and Leo Kottke have had a chance to do together. And we're getting a chance to, you guys have been out on tour. Is that particular percussionist out on tour with you guys?
He was. We went out this summer for, I think, 9 jobs. I had a great time. It was the first time, our first performance as a trio live was in Telluride. What I found out was that I can't stand next to the drums. So we don't have any here today. I look forward to playing with Neil as much as possible. But live, we're going to have to do some work.
Too much feeding of the instruments together? Or
it's no, it's just my ears. The loudest human instrument is the gong, and next to that is the ride cymbal. And it's tough for me to be near a ride cymbal and the... There's all kinds of level things with the mix. And so I just, we did this as a duo. And there's things about a duo that are, you can't replicate what you have with a duo in a trio. So.
Sounds obvious, but yes.
You have to learn it the hard way.
All right. What do you guys want to do next?
Twist?
Sure, yeah. This is it's an old song from my camp.
Some of those things that Leo Kaki and Mike Gordon were talking about that can only happen with a duo happening on that tune called Twist. And I wondered, Leo, because I've heard you talk about not being particularly an improviser, how this works as you've been playing together. What, you're at the end of a couple weeks now of being out together. Do things evolve in the live setting?
Yeah, we've played, it's about 23 cities now, and it definitely involves. I've found out that it's a unit. It's a being, really. And within that, you're free to do anything you want. and including Fall Flat on Your Face, because something is going to keep carrying. And it might be you. You might fall together, and then you do something else. It's an amazing experience for me after, you know, playing by myself for 35 years. I wanted to say on that tune, for me, that's a good example of what you can do if your thumb becomes a finger. You don't have to play single lines, but you once you get around that problem, you can just take off in it. And I can it works with Mike. It's just a big kick for me.
And, of course, this is nothing new for you, this kind of going up without a net.
Right, yeah. That I hate the net. but Leo's got he's got all kinds of the unknown in him. There's a lot of improvisation that, I mean, I suppose that's where an incredible repertoire of songs came from.
Yeah, right.
Every day he's playing stuff I've never heard before, which is very inspiring. And yeah, on the tour, it really changed a lot for me from the beginning to the end. There's an incredible room for the unknown in there, which this last week has just been so fun. We're on tour now. Yeah.
There you go. It is a band, folks. It indeed is a band.
It's my new band.
Yeah. One of the things that happens, I remember this happening on Yamar, is all of a sudden it fell into a heavy sort of swing approach. And once something happens, you don't get to go away from it. You can't turn that part off. And it had never done that I can recall when we were playing it. And you might not want to do it. You know, I didn't really, and I think it's through us both, but we stayed there and it was a bomb.
For me, that's a crucial part of improvising is accepting. That's the cardinal rule. And you might be starting in a slow tempo, or you might be playing in a fast tempo, or even harder to deal with is you might be analyzing what you're doing in a different way because of your mood. You might be saying, oh, this is just a dumb reggae song. But if you accept the dumb reggae within it, then it's so much better.
Yeah.
That's a great way to describe it. Mike Gordon, to a certain part of our audience, you're the unknown factor here, and obviously vice versa with Leo. Maybe talk a little bit about the music and things that led you to Fish. What did you bring musically to that band? What were you into originally? I know you played a banjo. I don't know if that was early or late.
Yeah, well, we all brought our interests to the table and sort of shared them, and I was kind of known as the guy who was always listening to bluegrass, and so I guess I brought that. I don't know what else. I was the manager at first, trying to book gigs, you know,
That's
doing
thankless.
All the accounting.
Yeah.
I remember Paige and I, our keyboard player, we sat in a room. It was twice a week for about 5 hours each time for 6 months, and we ended up booking one gig at a college somewhere. No one wanted us.
You've studiously, except for one tune, avoided your new album. Do you want to?
That's almost by design. I have to say that I released some years ago a record called Great Big Boy. The label wanted to have a party. They liked the record. They put up a tent, a lot of food, a lot of people, catering, free bar. And I was raving about the stellar treatment that I got after playing this thing. And the president came up to me and he said, "What did you think?" And I repeated all what I just said. And I thanked him again. And he said, "Well, I'm glad you liked it. You got up there and you played nothing off the new record here at your release party for the record." And it's become sort of a tradition for me.
Excellent. So what do you want to do next?
We want to do the John Fahey tune.
Sure. Thank you. The Last Steam Engine Train, another performance from our guests, Leo Kottke and Mike Gordon. That new album is called 66 Steps, and they are delightful. Thanks to them for joining us today. If you are looking for that disc and want to get it from us, a great way to support the show is to get it at our website at worldcafe.npr.org.